Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
We are the Storm from Melbourne Town. We'll blow the others off the ground. We are the Storm and we're number one.
On SEN, this is the Melbourne Storm Hour.
Get behind your Melbourne Storm this final series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club.
Welcome to the Melbourne Storm Hour for another week. Sam Hargraves joined as always by Shandor Ruhl and Cooper.
Wait a minute. Where is Cooper Johns?
Are we one short, Shandor Ruhl?
Yes, we are. The old alarm, he reckons.
It's night time. Is he having a little power nap?
Afternoon nap, apparently. Look.
What is he, 80?
Yeah, look, this is a voluntary exercise. It's a non-for-profit radio station that we partake in anyway. But, you know, I'm probably going to have to take it to the playing group and let them decide. We do have a very strict fine policy that, you know, runs through a couple of things. But, mate, I think I'm going to have to toss Cooper up for that because it's inexcusable, Sammy.
It can't go unpenalised, the fact that he's not here. It's 7 o'clock on air. The opener hits and we need everybody to be present and correct, and he's just not here.
In fact, actually, let's throw it to the listeners today. If we can come up with a suitable punishment, open for the imagination, as you can, I don't even know the word, but as you can imagine.
Yeah,
but,
suitable meaning we're not going to hurt the man or anything like that.
What I'm saying is I'm open to everything.
Yeah,
so
open
you
to
throw
all
it
suggestions.
In. Yes, and we will decide. So, Sammy, get some calls in and let's figure out what we're going to do because, as you said, unpunishable.
0433981116 is the SMS line. If you'd like to text us in what a suitable punishment for Cooper Johns not to just do the most basic of things, and that's to show up. That's all we needed him to do, really. Really, I mean, because, you know, I mean, he's here and he's present. That's all we need from him, really.
Mm, exactly right.
He just couldn't get that done. So, anyway, he may join us at some stage. We may not let him on air. I mean, you know, if there's a suitable replacement, is Robbie Kearns around anywhere or Marcus Bai? Should we go to
like a
Storm legend from yesteryear?
We haven't had great success with the old Storm legends calling in or at least contacting them, so not sure how that would go either.
No, they tend to not answer the phone. Mm. A big show lined up and it is finals time here.
Yes.
Week one of the finals has been run and won. And just in case you are listening, you're thinking, hey, what's going on with Toby Green? We will keep you up to date on that as soon as they're is a decision. The tribunal are about to deliberate. The chairman, David Jones, has said that Green's past record is totally irrelevant in relation to this case. As soon as we have anything, we'll head back to Sam McClure at AFL House. But in the meantime, Shandor Ruhl, week one of the finals didn't quite go according to plan. Canberra got us again.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely goes against my predictions. I mean, we didn't play our best footy, and at the end of the day, we were 3 minutes away from a win. So we're not in crisis, but the first half and second half, I think, was like night and day. And unfortunately, we just didn't build any pressure. I think we had 8 drop balls in their area, which we call our good ball, which you just can't do. And eventually it caught up to us, but it's a really unfortunate way to lose the game. You know, a bit of a heartbreaking moment, especially for such a good guy, you know, in Josh Addo-Carr. But look, at the end of the day, it wasn't our best performance. We probably could have put it away earlier. And Canberra, a good team, mate. And the road you have to take to the grand final now is a very different one, a much harsher one.
Yeah, it will be. And we'll talk about what the Storm have got facing them this weekend against Parramatta, who were incredible in a 58-0 demolition of the Broncos.
And it's all happening today. I mean, you only have to look in the media. We talk about crisis. That is exactly what it is at Broncos. Seabold's come in and said, you know, they basically weren't allowed costumes on Mad Monday. Players have come in and been told that they're not welcome at the club. You know, they can find other contracts and they're on their last notice. So heads are rolling at Brisbane, and even today, you know, talk of their commitment the night before the game, what they were doing, you know, their activities, but whether it be at the pub or playing pokies and whatnot. But, you know, it's
So when you say that players have turned up today and been told they're not welcome at Mad Monday or...
No, they've basically been told, like, look, you can go and look for another club, you know.
Do we know who at this stage?
The people that have been named, speculation, of course, but...
this is in the papers up there.
Yep. Andrew McCulloch was one of the main ones. Darius Boyd, there's massive pressure that they need to have the conversations to force him into retirement, and Anthony Milford on his last legs that he must perform. So... it's a, you know, to be a strange vibe up there. And as I said, coming off a 58-0 loss in a finals game, it's unheard of. And I think it was a new record for the Brisbane Broncos club. Not a good record, obviously. But we'll find out whether it's a good thing to be that confident coming into your next final, or it's detrimental. And for the Parramatta Eels, whether they come in too confident and they find Storm's just a different beast, or it really propels them forward, that we'll find that out on Saturday night.
Just before we keep dissecting the final that wasn't to be for the Storm last week on Saturday night, Will is in Cheltenham, who wants to nominate a possible punishment for
Beautiful.
Cooper Johns, who hasn't shown up to work this evening. Hello, Will.
Talk to us, Will.
Hello. How are you?
Good, thanks. What have you got for us? What should happen to Cooper?
I think it should be like a nice live SEN event where we chuck him in a box full of snakes or ants for 2 minutes. And you can also raise a bit of money for charity.
Oh, I think that's not a bad idea. We'll write that one down. I had that happen to me once, Shandor.
We'll go snakes over ants as well.
At is he school? What's he scared of? Because I got put in a coffin full of cockroaches.
No. That's horrid.
Yeah, I've got a thing about bugs, mainly moths, but they couldn't find 2,000 moths. So there was 2,000 cockroaches that were put in me in a confined space.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
Why?
I accidentally damaged a work colleague's car when I was up in Brisbane.
And that was a punishment?
That was the punishment, yeah.
By
the way, through connections, I was able to get her 4 brand new tyres, a wheel alignment, so her car was actually better off. But yeah, no,
that sounds like in-house bullying.
Well, yeah.
We might go there.
Sort of like what happens in this show for me. Just in, Jared Weir-Hargraves, if you're wanting to know the updates on the NRL judiciary,
yes.
Jared Weir-Hargraves guilty of tripping, banned for one game.
Wow.
So he will miss the prelim. So Roosters were straight through to a prelim after their convincing win over the Rabbitohs.
That's who we're looking at to face.
Exactly. So if the Storm beat Para, then they'll come up against a Jared Weir-Hargraves-less Roosters, which is a big out for them.
You know, for me, his track record, I think, has a big part to play in that. But also, he was in the judiciary last week. And if you show up twice, you get away with the first one. What are the odds that you're going to come in, regardless of how, you know, potentially not guilty you are? What are the odds you're getting away with it twice? I just don't think so.
Which is very pertinent to the Toby Green situation that's happening and unfolding as well from AFL point of view, which we'll bring you updates on that as it comes to hand. So what after the game, and we've got some SMSs coming in from some pretty upset Storm fans who are really upset about the refereeing and the decisions that went against the Storm in that game. There was Suliasi Vunivalu being ruled to be out in touch and wasn't. That we'll get to the decisions in just a moment because they're one thing. What is a completely unacceptable thing, and we want to say this to Storm fans because we know they're listening at the moment, Shandor, but the threats and abuse that have been sent to that touch judge unacceptable. And I'm sure the club does not condone that
for one moment
and doesn't want fans to do that. And in many ways, if that's the way that you're going, then you're not a true fan.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the text messages, Sammy, and any insight I can provide into how the game went down or, you know, in terms of player performances and how things went, you know, from my perspective, I'd love to give that. But in terms of the refereeing, you'll never hear Craig, you'll never hear the players give a report on the refereeing because essentially it's out of our control. And that's one big thing that we have as a focus at the Storm, not carrying on or not having our attention focused on things that are out of our control. And we talk about that Vunivalu thing. Yeah, it does suck. And at the end of the day, there's probably a handful of games where Storm have won in the last minute. But there was a minute and a half to go. It's not as if it was a try matter. It was just us getting an opportunity for another set. So, I mean, you can't lay the whole blame on the touch judge for a call. My personal thing with that is, that I'd like to see improve is, you know, we implemented this bunker. I think the number was like 8 million to get this system where we can see everything, we know everything, we can make the right decisions. If the touch is unsure, why does it have to be, you know, thrown on
absolutely
him? Why can we not just have one insight, 8 TVs, the bloke comes down and says, you know what, his hand wasn't there, sweet, reverse the scrum. It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal,
you know,
at
I mean?
All.
I just don't understand that.
It's the game getting in its own way.
Yeah.
And again, and this is the thing, like that touchy is copping absolute grief and horrible, horrible things are being said to the point where he's actually quite traumatised by it because there's been threats. And again, if you are a Storm fan doing that, we don't condone that in any way, shape or form, and you don't have the right to consider yourself a true fan if that's the way you're behaving.
Yep, 100%.
But this touchy is, it's because of the setup from the NRL. So the NRL's put him in this situation that he didn't need to be in. I'm not saying that that's the excuse because that, you know, there's no excuse for the behaviour that he's copping, but he wouldn't be copping that if we just if the system was actually in place to say, well, we can see that, change it, go back. You've made a mistake there, but we can correct it.
Yeah. Definitely. My thing with the refereeing, mate, at the end of the day, I go out there, I drop a ball. My intention was not to drop the ball.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is make an error. These referees are human.
Yeah.
You know, they're focusing on an 80-minute game of football. 13 people aside, there's so much stuff going on. But my biggest thing is implement the technology or take it away. And if you do have the technology and you can go super slow-mo and you can do a million replays, you are watching it live. If a call in that 10-second barrier, you have to make a decision, you can go, actually, his hand wasn't out, sweet. No one's going to blow up at the referees. The call was reversed. I just think utilize what we've got or don't have it at all. But as you said, Sammy, you summed it up perfectly. The weight, the weight of the result does not bear on the referees or any individual touch judge decision. And, you know, it was just unfortunate, but you can't blame the whole game on that. Not even close.
Look, and the NRL have, I believe, come out and said, yep, Storm were dudded in that decision and a couple of others, the Pappenhausen tackle. And
we're not the first club, you know.
Absolutely. It does happen. And that's the thing. The difference is that if you drop a ball, then that's over and done.
Mm.
If they miss a call, it doesn't have to be over and done. Mm. If the incorrect call's been made and we can clearly see it, it doesn't have to be done. So that's the big difference, isn't it, from a support network. So for you guys, it's I drop a ball, I got to make sure I catch the next one.
Mm.
For our referees, we want to try and protect them to say, hey, we've got the technology, we actually can reverse if it's a bad decision. We can actually say, actually, that wasn't right, let's change that. As you say, reverse the scrum.
That's always been my thoughts, as soon as the technology and the opportunity came in.
Mazza has joined us. 1-300-736-736. Got a question for you, Shandor, about that decision-making. G'day, Muzza.
Now, Shandor, I'm totally blind, and on the weekend I said that touch judge could loan my guide dog, but I was being cheeky. I want to put that out there first. Now, the touch judge makes the wrong decision. Can he ask the referee to ask the bunker to look at it?
No, they can't. And as I sort of touched on, this has been my biggest problem from the start. If we implement the bunker and we have that access, then why can't they have more of a say in those moments? You think about the time from where Suliasu allegedly did or didn't put his arm out and then to the scrum. There's an easy 10 to 15 second period. Now, if it's blatant and obvious at home, 2 million people have seen it. The rest of the ground have seen it on the replay. If it is reverse, no one's going to be blowing up the touch of the ref. It's a simple reverse decision. Everyone knows it's right and we play on. So that's where my discretion lies, but as I said, the refs aren't the ones that had the impact on the game. Unfortunately, we lost, and it was a good win by the Raiders.
Thanks for your call, Muzza. Appreciate that. In the end, as we know, the Storm went down to Canberra on Saturday night. They got to take on Parra this Saturday at Amy Park. Also, the curtain raiser of the NRLW. Have we got a replacement?
We've got a young Cooper John standing at the door.
I'll tell you why this is going to get real awkward, because we've just had a text from Paul Munnings, the Storm media manager, who said he's sending Ryan Pappenhausen here to step in for Cooper because Cooper didn't show up. So what are we going to do?
I don't know. Let him roll in.
Are we going to just maybe let them fight it out and see who wants it more?
He's going to be filthy just standing there watching.
Oh,
laughing.
That's very funny. Well, we can't. We're on air. We can't just stop talking
that's
and
right.
go and
that's
let him
right.
in.
That's right.
If you wanted to be let in, you should have been here on time, young man. So looking forward to this weekend. And before we get to that, the other results for the round. Actually, scratch all that. What was the message to him What was the message from him to the guys after the game and then during the week about the loss?
Yeah, look, as I said, it was just a matter of we just need to build pressure and we need to be better. We can't have errors in crucial moments of the game. I think in patches we did some good things. Our attack, is probably an improvement for us. Our defence has been strong all year, but we come up against a team like Parramatta who are playing a lot of second-phase football full of confidence. The way we beat a team like that is true Storm gameplay, which is just grind them out, win the field position, win the completion rate. And I think that's how we move on and move into what is essentially the grand final before the grand final against the Roosters. So it's a big game ahead, but those are definitely the takeaways and will be the focus for this week.
All right, nicely done. Well, we've got someone knocking at the door, so we've got to go and try and see. And someone's letting me in. I'm not sure why, but he's getting very, very heated. You can see that Cooper Johns has arrived 25 minutes late to the show. Just expects to roll straight back in. Whoa, mate, we're just going to a break. Don't just walk into a studio that's on air. How rude. How very dare you?
I run the show.
Incredibly rude. We'll find out what this man's excuse was for showing up 25 minutes late straight after this. Storm Hour, SEN.
14 minutes.
Back to the Storm Hour, Sam Hargrave, Shandor Earl. We've been here since play started. Of course we would. We're both professionals.
Yes,
pride ourselves on our punctuality, our attention to detail, and just really turning up for work, Shandor.
Professionalism at its finest.
As opposed to, who's the other bloke that does this with us again? I'd sort of forgotten in the 15 minutes we didn't have him.
You don't get to play that card. We play that card.
Oh, so are you? Have we even got your
mic on?
It's
my son. I don't even know if we've got your mic on.
Woo!
I don't know why that's not working, mate. Maybe jump around to one of the other ones over there.
That's
not
why.
That's not intentional. But again, if you were here earlier, we would have been able to.
Is what this one working?
Yes.
That one's working.
All right, sweet. Thanks, Sam. Anyway,
I've wanted to take a photo of this because you've kept your headphones in the headphone jack that's to do with the other mic. So you're sort of being almost pulled back to where you came from.
Yeah, whatever, Sam.
It's rather humorous.
Right. By the way, Sam, look, if you ever come at me like that again, there will be major issues.
Okay, well, you can have issues if you turn up on time. So where were you, please?
So anyway, I was driving in and I looked to the side of the road as I turned off the highway and I seen a little girl looking up to a tree. So I've obviously stopped because I'm a good person, unlike you, Sam, and probably just run over her.
I wouldn't have thought so.
Yes, she would have. And I've stopped out and her cat was stuck in the top of the tree. So I've climbed up there, I've got the cat, and as I've jumped off, I've twisted my ankle. So I'm sitting there just waiting for it to be better and then I've come here. So thank you very much for that, Samuel. But I was helping a cat and a little girl.
That must have been in a dream because I wish that was true, but unfortunately I already announced on air that you slept in past your alarm. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, but that's a lie.
I don't know if it is.
We'll let the fans decide what's more believable when they send in your punishment.
We have been asking people for what your punishment should be for being so extraordinarily late today.
We've started with a pretty extreme one. Have we got any category twos?
Yeah, there was the suggestion of putting you in a coffin with snakes and or spiders.
Mm. Yeah, that won't be happening.
What are you scared of? What's your greatest fear,
be honest.
Cooper Johns?
My greatest fear...
In terms of that stuff, like, be honest.
I don't know.
No bugs, no snakes, no...
No, there's not a specific bug that... I don't like cockroaches.
Yeah, Sammy got locked in a coffin with cockroaches, apparently, because he, like, ruined someone's car.
I didn't ruin the car, but I took I did a U-turn over and I didn't see... there was a very low-lying sort of median strip and the tyre hit it and I popped the tyre. So at the end of where we're doing an outside broadcast for radio, she went to get in her car and she had one blown tyre and we realised that was my fault. So the punishment for doing that was me having to be in a coffin full of
cockroaches. I don't even
want to
ask what radio station.
Why would you even do that?
That's unheard of.
Oh, because I'm a team player and...
It's not being a team player. That's being like
bullied.
The brunt of the joke. That is just...
All good fun. Now, just in case you're wanting to know what's happening with the Toby Green Tribunal case, the tribunal now deliberating. They've been doing so for 14 minutes. If you're wanting to know NRL judiciary news, Jared Weir Hargraves from the Roosters, his one-match ban has been upheld. He will miss the prelim final against either Parramatta or the Melbourne Storm, which brings me back to you, boys. Melbourne Storm this weekend have got to atone for last week's loss. They're coming up against a red-hot Parramatta who absolutely towed the Broncos 58-0. And reports coming out today that the Broncos allegedly were playing pokies till I don't know what time of night before the game, but several senior players and influential players in that team sort of out at a pub the night before a game. What would, and we won't comment on other clubs, but what would Craig Bellamy do to you guys if before the night before a final he found out that half the team were playing pokies at a pub before the game?
Oh, I'm not sure. And like, as we know, Sammy, it's like, it is speculation, but I think at the end of the day, it was just with everything that's going on in terms of their club, you know, and the future and their performances, I think it just doesn't reflect well. But obviously Craig would be disappointed, but I just don't think that's something that's would ever be a part of the Storm culture. But yeah, so it's
a bit of a... I think the realistic thing is that if they go out there and win, none of this comes out at all. So I don't think it's something that we should really, like, you know, someone, I'm sure it happens a lot at other clubs, but they're winning. Like, if they have a win, that's not going to come out.
Getting told that we might be very close to a decision with Toby Green. The tribunal are back, deliberated for 16 minutes. Sam McClure is still there with us. And when we have him ready and raring to go, we will just bring him up and get a result there before we get back into previewing Storm taking on Parramatta this weekend. They played a style of footy, Parramatta, that was really sort of throw it around fast.
Yep.
Not too dissimilar to the way that Canberra played against you as well. So will there be, what will you be sort of putting in place, do you think, this week to sort of combat what was sort of an unpredictable and sort of fast-paced game plan from the Raiders, which could be happening for the Eels?
Yeah, I think looking at Parra, I think it's more of a, not so much of a focus on them as it is on ourselves, focusing on our game plan and executing. In terms of, as what I said, it's winning the field position, it's creating pressure, and I think that's our best brand of football, and that will work the best against Parramatta. But we're not going to see the same side as we did in Magic Round way back when. I think it's a very different Parramatta team. They're executing much better, and as Munners has mentioned here on the old rap sheet, there's a couple of like really good matchups. I think Money's got his hands full with the young half, and then the two Fijian boys. It's going to be good to watch. I reckon it's going to be a really good game.
Suliasu Vunivalu versus Maker Sivo, the leading try scorer in the NRL this year. 20 tries to go with 21 line breaks. So that'll be a mouth-watering one-on-one out wide.
It's going to be unreal.
Has there ever been a better winger matchup than that?
Probably the same ever. Thing, Semi and Sully, I reckon.
Yeah. I don't even know if they were on the same side.
Yeah, they were.
Were they?
Yeah, left feet, right.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's probably the biggest matchup since that, then, you'd think. That's unbelievable, Samuel.
So it'll be this Saturday. It is, Cooper. Great to have you back. It is this Saturday, Amy Park, this Saturday night. The curtain raiser will be the NRLW clash between the Roosters and the Broncos at 5:05 p.m. So make sure you do keep an eye on that. Boys, we've possibly got some very special guests coming in. I think I can see them waiting at the door. The cavalry that has been called to replace Cooper Johns is extraordinary. So when we didn't think you were showing up, the SOS went out, and guess who answered it?
Wow.
Ryan Pappenhausen and Josh Addo-Carr. If you don't mind.
Not bad.
Some of the Storm boys, we do have to speak to Dale Finucane at some stage, which he might be getting bumped.
Yeah, Haruken Finucane.
We might get him on, see if he's got his guitar nearby. We will know a verdict very, very soon for Toby Green. And when we come back, we might get you boys to just let us know how the Battle of the Storm feeder clubs went.
Yes.
It was yourselves. It was the Sunny Coast Lightning taking on Bears. Sunny Coast Falcons, sorry. Sunny Coast Lightning lost their Super Netball Grand Final,
yes.
Unfortunately. But his piece of history went begging for them.
So say it again.
Sunny
Who did we play?
Coast Falcons. You played the Burley Bears.
We played East Tigers.
No, that's what I said. You will play the Burley Bears because you beat the East Tigers on the weekend.
That is correct, Samuel.
Come on.
It was feeder v feeder. Yep. The Melbourne boys were very, very, very good on the weekend. They turned up to play and we had a tough game. So we come back from behind and... Mate, it would have been so unfortunate if we had lost that game, but we were lucky to get through, and it'll be tough if we don't make it all the way to give ourselves a shot at the grand final after such a good season.
And when we come back, we'll continue to get stuck in to the Melbourne Storm Hour. Because Cooper Johns was so late in getting here, reinforcements were called in, and look at the boys. They are pumped and ready to go. Josh Addo-Carr, Ryan Pappenhausen. This is what happens. This is the Storm culture. When one goes down,
next man
two...
up.
Men will come to replace him. So you might have to take another spell, Cooper.
Cut the head off the snake and two will replace it.
Yep.
Maybe you should, actually, they need your mic, Sam. You might have to get out of the studio.
Oh, I think I'm the one pressing the button, so I'll be staying around, mate. Or if I were you, I wouldn't be sort of getting too far ahead of yourselves, given that your pay is going to get docked.
Well,
back with more Storm Hour.
We did get you on the show, so anyway.
Back with more Storm Hour after this. Oh, yes, welcome back to the Storm Hour. Shandor Earl, Cooper Johns is finally here. And if you're just joining us and you need to know what happened at the tribunal, AFL style, Toby Green's one-match ban has been upheld. We'll take your calls after 8 o'clock on that one. But Cooper Johns didn't quite get here for work on time, Shandor Earl. And what I love about the Melbourne Storm culture is that once a man goes down, two will put their hand up to replace. Just out of nowhere arrived two superstars from the Melbourne Storm who has just wandered in to the studio. It's like the bat signal went up and they came to answer.
Correct. We have the Fox, Josh Adokar, and little Pappy, Ryan Pappenhausen, on the show.
Schnauzen.
We're here.
Boys, welcome.
Good intro.
Beautifully done. That's, that is sharp, that was a sharp schnauzen. Radio. Ryan Pappenhausen, Josh Adokar, thank you for being here. Coops, what's happened to your microphone? Is it not working?
I can't speak into it because it's not working.
Was it working there?
That was honestly, like, what's going on here? Seriously, is there any budget here to fix
these mics? Be nice. It just might be just a slight little technical issue. Don't get, mate. You've come in very aggressive since being late. I'd be a little bit more circumspect if I were you.
Humble.
Yeah. Thank you, Josh Adokar. No, we'll have
to. When you got to deal with Sam every week, it doesn't like leave much error.
Hey, this week you'd have to deal with me 15 minutes less, mate. So
yeah, I know. Should have just not shown up.
Oh, that's all it came.
Boys, so we want to have a chat about this weekend's game, but the disappointment of losing that first final, have you been able to shake that off pretty quickly and get refocused on this week, Ryan Pappenhausen?
Yeah, I think the good thing is we sort of get a second chance, and now we don't have any more chances, so I think sort of a little bit of a wake-up call, but we sort of addressed it earlier in the week, and now we're moving on to what we need to do against Parra this week.
Joshy, what's the focus for this week against Parramatta? We got we spoke about before some awesome matchups. We got Big Mike Acebo versus Sully and yourself and old Fergie Ferg. So a bit of a matchup there. What are you expecting?
Yeah, it's they played an excellent game against the Broncos on the weekend, but it just goes to show how good of a team they are. And like you said, up against the Fergie Ferg, our boy Fergie Ferg.
Any chat, any banter?
Nah, nothing.
Any
bro.
Chat
nah,
at him?
Nah, nothing. I don't like that stuff.
Yeah, true. Drinking Sully and Sivo, or just throwing chat at each other, or
in Fiji,
speaking in Fiji.
Sully loves that stuff on the field. Also field, bro. When he's on the field,
he's
bro,
an
he pushes
angry man,
first,
isn't he? Yeah,
very much so.
I love that. But, yeah, it'll be good. I reckon.
No, that's probably one of the key matchups. We spoke about the fact that they played some pretty expansive footy last week. And what do you boys think about the confidence level? We sort of, our opinion was they are super confident coming off the big 58-0 win, but that could go both ways. It could help you and it could also set you up for a bit of false confidence. Where do you think the boys will lie this week?
I think their defence has definitely improved in the back end of the season as well. So our attack's going to have to be on. They'll be confident, as you said, 58-0. Once you score that, you usually are pretty confident the week after. But we're doing the work we need to make sure that we can try to stop that, and we sort of back our D and back our attack as well. So we versed them earlier in the year, but I don't think that's a true reflection of the team coming this week. So it's going to be tough. It's finals footy. Last week was just showed that you can't get too comfortable, otherwise teams just turn up and win. So
Are you going to be thinking about that 60-point defeat you guys had against the Eels at the start of the year, or is that you just brush that now and go into a new game?
What, them?
Yeah.
No, I reckon they would have a new mindset.
No, I mean the win that you guys had over them in Magic Round. Are you guys going to talk about that or use that in the back of your mind? Or?
Yeah, I think it does give you a bit of confidence. That's probably one of our best games that we played our structure, really. And I think Josh, you can elaborate on that a bit more.
Elaborate, he reckons.
There was a couple of good meat pies from the lads in that game, though.
Yeah, there was a couple length of field tries there, but that was ages ago now.
Yeah.
Like Pap said, they've definitely a better sides since then. So yeah. it just shown on the weekend that they put a massive score on the Broncos, and they're a pretty decent side. So I was actually surprised with that. Yeah, Broncos are very
especially in a final.
Massive.
Any of the other results shock you boys over the weekend? Broncos and Parramatta, obviously that's the stunner, 58-0. But were there any of the other results, every other one, go the way that you thought they would?
Oh, I thought the South and Roosters game were going to be really tight. They had a game a week before, and that was South that ended up winning that game, didn't they?
They won both games throughout the year, South.
Yeah, so it's pretty – I think Wayne Bennett shuffled a couple position players or yeah. whatever you want to call it.
You're the position. Way that I'm having Coombs, man.
Position.
Position. So this week, Rabbitohs taking on Sea Eagles. Who's winning that?
Rabbits.
I reckon South.
I reckon Manly, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to go Manly as well, left field.
Yeah, thanks, Coops.
Oh, good. I'm just sharing mine with that. It's
good stuff.
He's talking louder.
You're a team player, and we like that. Also, if you're listening, secure your place at Melbourne Storm's Night of Nights as the club crowns its best player of the season in front of about 700 guests at Crown Palladium. It's October 8th. You can rub shoulders with the Storm players, including all these boys here, Shandor, Ryan Pappenhausen, Josh Adokar, Cooper Johns, and
you'll
all
probably be there
the rest.
Somehow.
Oh, weasel them away in somehow, that's for sure. Celebrate another season and announce all the award winners of 2019. It's a three-course meal, premium beverage package, plus entertainment and auctions throughout the night. It's always a fantastic finish up and wrap up of the season. So it's a night all supporters will never forget. Visit the club's website, storm.com.au, melbournestorm.com.au, where you can find all the details for finals tickets as well. Hey, boys, stay right there. We've got another special Storm guest coming in. We're just inundated.
It's all happening. With it's finals, big names. Mate. It's finals.
It absolutely is. One of my favourites, Dale Harukan-Fanukan, maybe one of the best up-and-coming young singers in rugby league. We'll be on with us next, and we'll just see if he's working on any new instrumentals. We'll find out after this Storm Hour. You can get involved in the Melbourne Storm and help support him this finals series. Get behind the Melbourne Storm this finals series. Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Back with more after this.
Allez.
To the Melbourne Storm Hour. Get behind the Melbourne Storm this final series. Absolutely, Melbourne Storm, our city, your club. Shandor Royal, Cooper Johns here as always. And then we had some very, very special guests just roll in to the studio. Ryan Pappenhausen, Josh Adokar. If you don't mind, when we didn't think that Cooper was going to get here, the boys answered the call. It's great to have you here, fellas.
Thanks, Sammy. Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Bruss.
Ahead of a big, big final this weekend against Parramatta Eels. We've been speaking all about that. But, Cooper, you've wanted to just slow things down a little bit and get a bit deep again. There's something you wanted to address.
Yeah, look, my little mate across from me, he's very much a people person. He pushes everything onto other people. But today it's about you, Shandor. Today it's about you. You know, it is the 21st of September this Saturday.
No.
You have tried to sweep it under the rug, but you know, it is your birthday, and it is a very significant birthday for you.
Unfortunately, yes.
Maybe just cue the music for us. And it's very exciting for us. And as a group, you know, we really want to make it special for you. So, you know, this is for you. Throw it in.
Shandor, is it your birthday this Saturday?
It is, mate, it is.
And why did Cooper say that we had to get that song?
Because it was made for me back in the back in 1989, 21st of September, Earth, Wind and Fire.
Earth, Wind and Fire made that thinking that one day there'd be a bloke called Shandor.
It was on my birthday.
That was released on your birthday,
yes,
was it?
Yes. They were close friends. My mum, that's weird.
His mum knows
close friends of my mum.
His mum knows Earth, Wind and
they
Fire.
They may be my father. Yeah, I don't know.
Was this
I don't know my dad. I don't know my dad, so that's even more awkward.
Well, we've gone really deep. This is like an episode
an
episode of Who Do You Think You Are on ABC. Just retracing the family roots of Shandor Earle.
Apparently Jan's not
And we've
in.
Got, we've actually got the lead singer of Earth, Wind and Fire here. Come in.
Boys, I'm happy to sit back and listen. You know
Dale Finucane, welcome to you. You're not in Earth, Wind and Fire just yet, but the way that you've been releasing tracks on YouTube and social media and appearing on rugby league shows, just singing up a storm, I wouldn't be surprised if it was any day soon. Hello, Dale Finucane. How are you?
I'm good, mate. How's it going?
Big fanboy moment for Sam here, Dale. Just a heads up. You've gone very red. He's a big fan.
I just enjoy.
Fantastic.
I'm just a big fan of the music that he puts out on social media. I think of all the rugby league players, you are the best singer of them, Dale Finucane. Oh,
thanks, mate. It's actually funny. So you've got a man in your studio now who's actually Cooper Johns, who's come out my way actually, and he's been learning to play the guitar. So
he's actually clenching his fist as you speak. So a bit of competition. No, we don't do that.
Yeah, he's actually. We heard a little bit of his rendition of the September song there. So,
Who's this?
I really appreciate that, Dale.
Somebody to hold. What have we got here?
Dale Finucane.
Is this Lewis Capaldi?
That was you on the Matty John show, Cooper's dad, the Matty John show. Now, this was you. I thought you did an absolutely cracking job. Big audience for that show, big moment. How did you feel it went?
Yeah, it was good. It was different. I'd never done something like that or a live show before. I'd done some things at school where I sort of, you know, played at form assemblies and things like that. But, yeah, to know that I couldn't really stuff up, there's a few people watching the Matty John show, so... No, it was a different experience, but thoroughly enjoyed it.
Here's one for you, Dale. What's more nerve-wracking, performing in front of an audience or playing?
Oh, playing guitar for sure.
Really?
100%. Yeah, mate. If I stuff that up, if I knock the ball on, they're going to forgive me, but I stuff up the guitar or break a string, there's no coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone remembers that.
So,
you stuffed.
So, Dale Finucane, is this an area that you'd like to explore when you finish rugby league? Have you thought about this being a potential new career? I think you could make it.
Oh, it's something. Yeah, as I said, it's something I enjoy doing away from the game. And there's a fellow who actually does all of our Storm gigs. Name's James Morris, and I sort of kept in good contact with him, I guess, since probably 3 years ago, I'd say. And I've done a couple of sort of things with him where I've played at a pub and played at a couple of different gigs. But we've got something lined up in November, I think it is, out at the Yarra Valley that we're going to be doing together. So, yeah, it's something that I'd look to do after footy finish or even during the career if I can sort of squeeze in a pub gig here and there. It's definitely something I'm interested in.
Because Sammy was actually going to ask you if you could play at his birthday, his upcoming birthday in December.
It's actually in January, right? But yeah, it's a big one. It's my 39th. It's my 39th. If you do well, you could be invited back for the 40th. So
I thought you were going to say weddings. Dale does weddings, but we know that's not on the horizon. Yeah, right.
Look, I feel
wedding finger only.
Yeah, I'll just have to see. If I've got, hang on, let me just check my phone and see if I've got any Tinder matches, and I'll get back to you about the wedding. Dale, it'd be remiss of us not to get you on, and we've been speaking to the boys about what's ahead this weekend against Parramatta. Obviously, the disappointment of the game against Canberra, we've put that behind you. What are you most looking forward to about this weekend? I suppose that opportunity to make up for a lost one?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing, is the opportunity for what's ahead of us if we are successful in that game. I don't think we can read too much into the previous game we had against the Eels. We played them up in Magic Round, up in Brisbane, but the score was a bit of a blowout sort of score, but I think they're a different side to what they were sort of in the middle of the year and earlier in the year. So you've come into some really good form in the back end of the year, and obviously having flogged the Broncos on the weekends, probably a good indication of where they're at. So by no means are we thinking it's going to be an easy game at all. So we know they're going to be prepared to play.
Hey, Dale Finucane, been absolutely sensational having you on, mate, hearing all about the burgeoning music career, and we did ask you one rugby league question, so we've done what we were supposed to do there. There's the job done. Oh. Hey, mate, good luck this weekend, and we'll catch up with you soon. I'll let you know about the 39th and maybe 40th.
Sounds great, mate. Okay.
See you, mate.
He's a good man, Dale Finucane. Now, before we go, boys, because we're almost out of time, Shandor Real, can we please get a Fueled by Fire update, your soon-to-be award-winning podcast?
Yes, a couple of incidentals. The podcast this week, we're going to wrap it up very soon. The season's coming to an end, so the podcast first season will come to an end. It's been very successful. This week, we're going to do a Q&A podcast show. So we're going to release the opportunity to ask any questions, whether that be an insight into the Storm, an insight into some of the stuff that we've spoken about, both on performance and mindset. So a good opportunity for listeners who have been supportive to have some of their questions answered that they've had along the way. So if that means I need to go to a couple of the players or people that I've spoken to before, I will. But yeah, it should be a pretty cool show. And then we'll wrap things off next week or maybe the week after. So looking forward to it.
Beautifully done. Available at all good podcast stores. Fueled by Fire. You're doing a great job, mate. Well done.
Yes, thank you.
Before we go, any T-bones for the week where we nominate our idiot of the week?
I don't have a T-bone, but I just wanted to quickly plug Fueled by Caviar. I'm going to have a sample for the show next week. I've got one of the royal princes from England coming on the show. So he's going to, I've got a 2-minute sample that hopefully I can air on the show just to give it some more plugs.
What's it called?
It's
Fueled by Caviar.
It's Fueled by Caviar. So Shandor's podcast, Fueled by Fire, is about people overcoming adversity to achieve their goals. fueled by caviar is people who were born with a silver spoon in their mouth and didn't have to work for anything a day in their life and just had it all handed to them. So
that's what people want to hear.
Fascinating.
And, he actually did overcome some adversity. He was only left 200 million when he was first born, and he turned that into 210 million on his seventh birthday. So it's really a good story.
Oh, wow. Great story. T-bone of the week, anyone? Or should we finish on that?
Look, I've got a little one. It was the battle of the prodigy sons, Walters v. Johns, on the weekend. Ooh. And, you know, we came out on top, as did the Johns family. But there was a couple of altercations and a good reflection of the young, aggressive Billy Walters. Very competitive. Whether that was shoulder charging his own Storm teammates or, you know, being very aggressive, very vocal, throwing a lot of chat. But the one highlight for me was his attempted tackle on big Tino Fa'asua Ma'alawi, which resulted in him, how can I put it, the G-rated version. There was some hip movements that were conducted on his face in a tackle. So there was a bit of a sexual connotation, but Billy ended up on the wrong side of that. So big Tino really enforcing his dominance, not only in the tackle, but also on Billy. Hey, that was well said.
Sam's hand is over the dump button.
I navigated that well.
Yeah, we'll see. Just got the lawyers racing down here at the moment. Just quickly, because we've got to get out of here, my T-bone of the week, as always, Shandor Earl, goes to you.
Oh, yeah,
and I'll show the boys when we get off air. I was watching that game on Sunday, and because it was the two feeder clubs for the Storm, the Falcons taking on the East Tigers.
Did you see that, what I was talking about?
You clearly knocked on and then spent a good, I think, 3 minutes just protesting and having a tantrum, toys out of the cot, like having a crack at the ref. Yeah, and I think the moment you realised you were on camera, you just ran with it. The game was delayed by about 3 minutes while you stood chest out, shoulders back, you were getting some real screen time.
First of all, I didn't know that was happening. Second of all,
you did.
For the ball to be played, it has to touch your hands. Now, it didn't touch my hands. It touched another region, and that is not played at. So, you know, I had rights to argue that point, and, you know.
Have you ever, in your rugby league careers, has the ref ever changed his mind?
No.
So maybe just get on with it.
that's a fair T-bone nomination. Definitely.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We love your work, Shandor Earl. You had to carry the ship with Cooper Johns being 25 minutes late today. Ryan Pappenhausen, thank you so much for answering the bat signal that went up. Josh Adokar, you as well.
Cooper Johns on the show. Great work.
To finally see you arrive. It was wonderful. Boys, good luck on the weekend. Massive game against Parramatta. We know it's going to be huge. Make sure we get there Saturday night. The NRLW will be the curtain raiser as well. It's been another fantastic edition of the Storm Hour, boys. Thanks so much. We'll chat to you all again soon.
Thanks, Sammy.
Thanks, Sammy.
G'day, Mike Hussey here. Get on board Australia's best fantasy cricket game, KFC Supercoach BBL. It's fun, free and easy to play. Play today at supercoach.com.au.
T's and C's apply. New South Wales authorisation number TP/01005.